Twój przewodnik po świecie języka angielskiego.
Dzień dobry, to Monika Podbielska. Witam Was serdecznie w kolejnym odcinku podcastu. Dzisiaj wysłuchamy sobie kolejną historię po angielsku. Dzisiaj będzie ona dotyczyła wampirów i hrabiego Drakuli, po to, żebyśmy pozostali troszkę w nastrojach jeszcze z ubiegłego tygodnia, kiedy opowiadaliśmy sobie o Halloween. Ciemne, długie wieczory jesienne już nadciągnęły, więc wyjaśnimy sobie trochę o tych różnych dziwnych istotach, które często tak mocno władają naszą wyobraźnią. Pamiętajcie również, że z mojej strony monikapodbielska.com możecie ściągnąć sobie pełen tekst, sprawdzić słownictwo, sprawdzić również gramatykę i potem wysłuchać ten tekst jeszcze raz, tyle razy, ile potrzebujecie, żeby każdy poczuł się komfortowo w nowym słownictwie, właśnie w zastosowanych konstrukcjach i dzięki temu, żeby wszystkie nowe słowa już nie były takie nowe i żebyście mogli się z tego aktywnie uczyć. Ja zawsze hołduję temu, że tyle, ile jest osób, tyle jest sposobów uczenia się. Nigdy nie mówię, że coś jest gorsze lub złe, jeżeli chodzi o naukę. Najwspanialsze jest to, że każdy może sobie dobrać to, jak lubi się uczyć i właśnie z tego korzystać. Mam nadzieję, że ta forma, którą ja Wam tutaj proponuję, będzie Wam odpowiadała. A więc do dzieła i posłuchajmy o wampirach. Dracula and Vampires. Halloween, when people eagerly dress up as vampires, is over now. The festival of St. Andrew, being a good opportunity for fortune-telling and a feast of magic, is approaching. And so, at our dark and dull autumn days, we will stay in the mood and today talk about vampires. First of all, let's define what vampires actually are. According to dictionary definitions, a vampire is a corpse supposed to leave its grave at night to drink the blood of the living by biting their necks with long pointed canine teeth. Of course, some of you may mention the emotional vampires as well, but it is a different story. Coming back to our subject matter though, in the distant past, it was believed that people with a defect of any kind were looked at as the ones with evil and vampiric traits. Also, people who had experienced a bad misfortune or even bad luck, like drought, fire, or even disease, were considered vampiric. The vampire theory constituted an explanation why bad things had happened to good people. Also, the vampire tales could have been created due to the misinterpretation what was going on with bodies after burials. Gases swelling the body and blood oozing from the mouth could make a dead body look as if it had recently been alive and feeding. The suspicion that the dead ones might be responsible for the ominous events having risen from the graves made them come up with ways to secure the dead corpses in the burial places. The most widespread idea was to physically pin the body to the earth. This idea was commonly reflected in images depicting wooden stakes used to pin a vampire down to the coffin so they could no longer rise from the grave. In fact, it was not crucial to use the wood, as according to legends, vampires fear iron more, so an iron stake could have been even more effective. Other ways to kill a vampire included decapitation, which means cutting off the head, stuffing the mouth with garlic, placing a sickle, in other words a grass hook, around the neck to cut the head off from the corpse while getting up. we refer to such practices as vampire burials. Such practices could have been observed, especially when an epidemic or plague spread. Infectious diseases were supposed to have been passed by vampires, and so those who had died were buried with vampire funeral to prevent them from rising and spreading the disease. Illnesses such as cholera especially acted on imagination due to the horrifying look of a dying person. Generally, vampires hunt at night because sunlight weakens their powers. Some may turn into a bat or a wolf. Vampires have super strength and often have a hypnotic, sensual effect on their victims. They can't see their image in a mirror and cast no shadows. Such a picture of a vampire was portrayed in the story of Dracula. The story, written by Bram Stoker, was published in 1897. Since then, Dracula has become the mainstream name for a vampire, and vampires such as entered the popular culture. So let us take a closer look at this icon of a vampire. When you hear the name of Dracula, you probably associate it immediately with a vampire. So, usually, Dracula equals a vampire, doesn't it? In Romania, Dracula is viewed not as a blood-drinking monster, but as a national hero who defended his empire from the Ottoman Turks. Vlad III Dracula was also known as Vlad the Impaler and ruled in the 15th century in the southern part of a country that today we call Romania. He was the second son of Vlad Dracul, who, as a part of his peace treaty with the Turks, had agreed to send his two sons to Istanbul to be educated. One of them was Vlad, later known as Vlad the Third Dracula the Impaler, the one whom we commonly associate as the Dracula. Dracula means the son of Dracul. After the death of his father, Vlad Dracula was sent back to his country to rule it. He was betrayed, though, by the nobles and overthrown. But he took his revenge in 1457 and impaled the disloyal nobles. The Turks expected to easily conquer his territory. However, Vlad decided not to do what the Sultan had wanted. He decided to fight back the Turks and defend his country. Due to the fact that he knew the Turks and some of their tactics, he was able to stand back to them and effectively defend his land. He was even attacking the Turkish army in disguise, dressed with his men as Turkish soldiers. At that time, he became known for his cruelty and widely used impaling when a huge and thick stick was inserted into a human from the backside, and thus the victim was left for slow death. Dracula became known for leaving huge lands packed with so gruesomely and horrifyingly dying people who sometimes outnumbered 20,000. Thus, he became known as Dracula, the Impaler. Vlad was imprisoned by the Hungarians for 14 years. But after the time, they released him under the condition to convert to Catholicism instead of being Orthodox. Anyway, Vlad is said to have been betrayed. Some say that these were the Muslims who killed him. His head, after the death, was impaled and exhibited in Constantinople. The vampire lore was a local Eastern phenomenon until the 18th century, when Serbia was caught in fight between the Habsburg and the Ottoman Empire. Austrian soldiers observed then strange vampiric burial rituals, and the news spread further all over the Western Europe. In the result, an Austrian doctor published a work denying the existence of vampires. But the seed had been sown, and vampire panic spread all over Europe. The most famous work of the times regarding the subject is 1819, The Vampire, or later, Carmilla. The latter one had greatly influenced the Irish drama critic Bram Stoker, who in 1897, as we already know, published his novel Dracula, depicting Count Vlad Dracula as a vampire. But in fact, this historical figure was just an inspiration, further supported by the publishings and beliefs of the Victorian era. Dracula is now a character of popular culture. Many movies have been created, but watching the 1992 version of Francis Ford Coppola is a necessity, and my recommendation for the forthcoming autumn evenings. And now please listen to comprehension questions. Question number one. Who are vampires? Number two. What kind of people were considered vampiric in the old times? Three. Why were the dead corpses secured in the burial places? Four. Why do vampires hunt at night? Five. What was Vlad III Dracula famous for? 6. When did the vampire panic spread in Europe? 7. What is the most famous book about Dracula? And now let's listen to the comprehension questions one more time, this time with answers. Number 1. Who are vampires? They are corpses with long canine teeth that leave their graves at night to drink the blood of the living. Number 2. What kind of people were considered vampiric in the old times? The ones with some defects of any kind. For example, the ones who had experienced a bad misfortune or even bad luck. 3. Why were the dead corpses secured in the burial places? Due to the suspicion that the dead ones might be responsible for the ominous events having risen from the graves. 4. Why do vampires hunt at night? Because sunlight weakens their powers. 5. What was Vlad III Dracula famous for? He was famous for his cruelty and widely used impaling. 6. When did the vampire panic spread in Europe? When Serbia was caught in the fight between the Habsburg and the Ottoman Empire, and Austrian soldiers observed strange vampiric burial rituals, and the news spread all over Europe. Number 7. What is the most famous book about Dracula? The novel, written in 1897 by Bram Stoker, entitled Dracula. Thank you for listening to the story. I hope that you've liked it and to be heard next time. But remember to check my website at monikapodbielska.com just to check the text, check the vocabulary and have fun from it. Take care and to be heard next time. Bye-bye.